Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Bears made Jalen Johnson their pick, and he joins us now.
We're the 50th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Chicago Bears select Jalen Johnson, defensive back, Utah.
Broken up by Jalen Johnson, the all-conference corner.
That's great ball.
Jalen, you watch the player and you get excited about the player, and then our scouts come in, they start talking about the makeup and who this person is, his leadership, just the passion for the game.
Gordon escapes on the run, throws, and it's picked off.
Jalen was sitting on that. He was salivating, hoping he would get that chance to make an impact play.
The film preparation, his football intelligence, strength coach loves him. You go on and on and on.
Easton throws an interception. Jalen Johnson down the sideline. All the way. Touchdown, Utah.
And now, so you're watching this talented player on tape that really plays the style of defense that we want out of our corners, and then you combine it with the makeup.
I hated playing against corners like Jalen Johnson because you felt like at any moment they're just knowing what the route is and what's coming, and they're going to sit on it.
And we just felt really, really comfortable with the player, the complete package.
And Jalen Johnson joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Jalen, congratulations, man. You're finally a Chicago Bear. You're an NFL player. How does it feel?
Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. It feels good. Honestly, just checking off some of my lifelong goals of being in the NFL. But I'm happy to bring my talents and help out the Chicago Bears.
How familiar are you with the Bears present and with their past, Jalen?
Speaking for both, honestly, the Bears always have a stout defense. They're always well sound on that side of the ball. Even from Brian Urlacher and when he was playing, and even now with the Khalil Mack trade, and then with who they have in the secondary, they're always on a pretty solid defense. So, I mean, just being able to be a part of that is big time.
Tell Bears fans a little bit about what you think you bring to the football field.
Yeah, you doing an interview?
What'd you say?
I said, tell Bears fans a little bit about what you think you bring to the football field.
Honestly, just a competitive edge, just being able to be versatile and being able to make plays on the ball. Ultimately, I feel like that's what the DB position is about now, especially with all the passing offense, just being able to make plays on the ball and limit big plays. I mean, that's definitely something I bring, and I feel like I fit into the scheme real well. So, I mean, just being able to compete and make plays.
I read, Jalen, where you enjoy press coverage and love to push around the little guys. Would you describe yourself as a physical cornerback?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like that's something that every corner has to have in their game. I definitely like to switch it up as well, and also being able to play using my feet more so than my hands, but definitely physical is something that I bring to the table as well.
How concerned are you about the shoulder in time for training camp, assuming there's going to be one?
Not concerned at all. My surgery went really well. I'm doing really good. So, I mean, I'm going to be ready to go. And I'm just training to be the best I can be when training to camp comes.
How far, like, are you ready to play football now, or how close are you to 100%?
I'm not sure how close I am to 100%, but just making progress. But I will be 100% when need be.
So what has it been like for you since your name was called Friday night?
Honestly, nothing really changed for me. I still wake up and just try to find different ways to better myself mentally or physically. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I've always been the one to try to get better. I've always been the one to work out and do extra work. So, I mean, it's not like I've changed in my work ethic or anything like that. But, I mean, I just still – it's just still surreal knowing that I'm not a Utah Ute anymore. Now I'm going to play for a whole different team in a whole different city and state. But, I mean, that part, I feel like I'll never get over that part until I'm actually there. But, I mean, everything else, I'm just still attacking each day as best I can.
Yeah, Chicago life is a little bit different than life on the Wasatch Mountains and all over the state of Utah. Have you ever been to Chicago, Jalen?
No, I haven't.
What are you looking forward to doing when you get here, other than meeting new teammates and acclimating yourself to the city? What have you heard about our city?
I mean, outside of the weather, I haven't really heard too much. Honestly, that would probably be one thing that I want to do is just go around and just kind of see different things and just kind of experience the food, experience the people, just kind of see what life is. Honestly, just walk around, drive around, and just kind of get a feel as best I can.
Yeah, you ready for that cold weather?
Yeah, because, I mean, we had it at Utah, but, I mean, it's different with the wind being a factor now. It wasn't too windy in Utah, but, yeah, I'm not going to be too unfamiliar with it.
We're talking to Jalen Johnson, Bears second-round pick, cornerback out of Utah. When I was reading about you, it said that your college decision, you had offers from, you know, bigger football programs than Utah, but that you talked to the coaches and you asked if you'd be able to play like aggressive man-to-man press coverage. And when they said no, that you'd have to play in their system, that's what made you choose Utah. Is that an accurate recount of the story?
No, definitely not. I don't know where that story came from.
I read it in The Athletic. It was a profile that was the system that you wanted to play in.
Nah, that's not true. Honestly, I mean, I had a list. It could have – some of the idea of that is true, but not the idea of me being able to play aggressive press man coverage. More so the fact that I kind of had a list of things that I wanted just out of a team and out of a program and even as a coaching staff that I wanted. But being able to play aggressive press man coverage wasn't the one that I had necessarily based my decision off of.
What cornerbacks do you study and maybe emulate your game after?
It's tough. I mean, definitely number one, I'll say Darrell Revis is one, Stephon Gilmore, Patrick Peterson, Jalen Ramsey, all those type of guys, Casey Hayward. I can give you a list all day, but I just like to watch all the different corners and how they play the game and how they make plays and just how they move as well. So, I mean, I'm a real student of the game when it comes to the cornerback position. So, I mean, I watch a lot of the top cornerbacks in the league.
Most of those guys you mentioned are pretty good in run support too. Is that something you enjoy doing? You said earlier you like the physical part of the game, but can we expect from Jalen Johnson to find one of the more physical Bears cornerbacks, hopefully, in a few years?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, corners just don't cover. They also come up and make tackles and on the edge and on the perimeter. So, I mean, that's definitely something that's a part of my game that I have shown. But, I mean, I'm definitely going to get better at it now that I'm healthy and don't have to worry about any lingering injuries. So that's definitely going to be something that you guys can expect to see from me.
Hey, Jalen, it's kind of a weird time in the country and the world, and we don't know when you're going to be able to get to Chicago and work out with your teammates. How are you staying in shape? And, like, can you just take us through what you're trying to do in terms of getting some football work in?
I mean, I haven't got too much of that in just because I haven't been able to really run too much. But, I mean, now that I'm able to run, I'm starting to do, like, field drills and starting to run and exercise a little more than just being able to ride a bike or do little things like that. So, I mean, I'm definitely upping my exercise based on my shoulder protocol. So, I mean, I'm just taking it slow and doing what I can with my shoulder.
Have you heard from any of your Bears teammates?
Yeah, Mitch hit me. I think one of the old linemen hit me on Twitter or added me on Twitter, but I think that was it from what I was able to see.
That'd be the first time a Bears old lineman hit someone in a while. What did Mitch have to say to you, Jalen?
Honestly, he just said congrats and then that he was just ready to work and just stuff like that.
A lot of pressure on that guy here with Nick Foles in town. It went the other way for the Bears, as you probably know, last year. You know, I was just curious about some of the things you might have been consuming over the last 4 days. We're going to have some fun talking about draft coverage today. Some of the stuff they put out there is really unfortunate given the timing of the happiest day in a lot of young men's lives. Did you see anything in draft coverage that irritated you a little bit?
Like, meaning what? In what area you're asking?
Well, is it necessary to mention all the tragedy and personal difficulties guys have been dealing with right after they're mentioned as all Big Ten first team three straight years, and then, and I'm using this as an example, just talking off my top of my head here, and then mention a suicidal parent or drug addiction or something to that effect? It's weird.
Right. No, honestly, I feel like that only happened with the kids or with the athletes' permission to do. I don't think that was something that wasn't given out or wasn't given permission. I mean, I know T. Higgins and kind of his mom's story. So, I mean, he definitely wasn't shying away from that, and I feel like that shows the strength of him and his family. So, I mean, I don't think that was something that he didn't want to be out there, and I feel like that feel the same way for all the other players. I feel like that they told those stories to just have a testament of who they are and how resilient they are, and even their families as well, and just being able to battle through setbacks and different things like that. So, I mean, I feel like certain tragedies like that they learn to take and kind of just promote themselves of how tough they are.
Jalen, what about away from football? What other areas of interest do you have?
What other areas of interest? Honestly, I'm an open book. I don't have too many like hobbies or interests. Really, I'm just open. I'm just ready to have a good time, just whether it's my friends or my family. But I mean, I don't have any specific interests.
You like movies?
Yeah, for sure. I watch a lot of movies.
Have you seen Draft Day?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Okay. All right, it's one of our.
It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure movie on the show, just after off the NFL draft. That's why he's asking. But how was the? You know, you were not able to have a bunch of people together. What was your draft party like? How did you guys celebrate? I assume you were you back in Fresno, or what was that like?
Yeah, I was just back in Fresno, just enjoying it with a few of my family and friends, just trying to do as best we can with the situation, just trying to stay safe. But I mean, we definitely enjoyed ourselves for what we were able to have.
Well, Jalen, Bears fans are very excited. Keep up with the rehab and get that shoulder right. And big expectations for you, man. So virtually, welcome to Chicago, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Jalen. We appreciate it. Take care.
That's Jalen Johnson, second-round pick of your Chicago Bears out of Utah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.